Well, it's good to be here with this particular group in this home tonight. We appreciate the opportunity to be here with you.
Es un placer estar aquí con este grupo en particular y aprecio la oportunidad de estar aquí con ustedes.
Prior to coming here to Costa Rica, for the last several months, I've been in a particular search concerning a particular reality of Christ.
Por varios meses he estado involucrado en una búsqueda particular acerca de una realidad particular de Cristo.
And we both Raven and I have been talking about that last Friday, the classes on Saturday, Sunday as well.
Hemos hablado de esa realidad tanto Raven como yo en los grupos aquí.
And also in the Bible classes that we've been having this week.
Sí, en todos los grupos de clases que hemos tenido.
And what we've been dealing with is just the reality of this testimony.
Hemos estado tratando con la realidad de este testimonio.
That is given of God.
Que fue dado por Dios.
That has included in it people and places, things.
Que incluye personas, lugares, cosas.
Such as, you know, Moses, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, people.
Por ejemplo, Moisés, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, personas.
Places such as Egypt and Canaan and
lugares como Egipto, Canaan.
Things such as the tabernacle and the temple and the all of the furniture of the tabernacle, everything that makes up the scripture.
Cosas como el tabernáculo, el templo, los muebles del tabernáculo, todas las cosas que hay en la escritura.
It's a tremendously great testimony that spans hundreds and hundreds of years.
Y es un testimonio increíble que involucra siglos y siglos.
It begins with creation.
Comenzó con la creación.
And creation of universes.
La creación de universos.
And of the earth and all that we read here in Genesis, the creation.
Todo lo que leemos en Génesis, la creación.
And then finally the creation of man.
Y la creación del hombre.
So the testimony is a tremendous testimony involving so very much.
Entonces el testimonio es un testimonio increíble que involucra mucho.
But we have to remember and we have to know.
Pero tenemos que recordarnos y tenemos que conocer
that the scripture given of God,
saber que la escritura dada por Dios,
is just exactly that. It is the testimony of Jesus Christ.
Es exactamente esto. Es un testimonio de Jesucristo.
It is not primarily a book of the history of man.
No es principalmente un libro acerca de la historia del hombre.
It isn't primarily a book about creation of the world or of worlds.
No es principalmente un libro que se trata de la creación del mundo, de los mundos.
These things are there. They're mentioned there. They're used there.
Esas cosas así están ahí.
Because they're part of a great testimony.
Porque son parte de un testimonio grande.
A testimony which is in figures and types and shadows.
Un testimonio que es en la forma de figuras, tipos y sombras.
Now, it's not a storybook.
No es un libro de cuentos.
It's very real and a very true testimony.
Es un testimonio muy real y cierto.
The world was very literally created of God.
El mundo fue literalmente creado por Dios.
Adam, very literally created of God.
Adán fue literalmente creado por Dios.
On and on goes the story. So the testimony is true.
Entonces el testimonio es cierto.
But a testimony must find eventually it must come to be realized in what I'm referring to as a witness.
Pero un testimonio tiene que llegar a ser cumplido, realizado en lo que él está llamando un testigo.
Because it is the witness that gives validity and credibility to the testimony.
Porque es el testigo que le da validez y credibility.
Credibilidad.
Credibilidad al testimonio.
Even in our, I've said several times while I've been here, even in our court system, that is true.
Inclusive en nuestro sistema de cortes es cierto.
A testimony requires eyewitness.
Un testimonio requiere un testigo ocular.
Otherwise, it's just hearsay.
O solo es hearsay. Es como
it's just someone's opinion.
Una opinión de alguien.
And so, the testimony given of God.
Entonces, el testimonio dado por Dios.
Must have a fulfillment.
Tiene que tener un cumplimiento.
Must come to its end, that is, to its finality, its completion, its goal.
Tiene que llegar a su fin, a su meta, a su propósito.
Else it has no reason for existing anyway.
O no tiene ninguna razón para existir.
And over the years, I have found, and we're just sitting here as a family talking tonight, or at least that's how I'm sitting here.
A lo largo de los años he encontrado, y solo estamos aquí como una familia esta noche.
Over the years, I have found not just people, but Christian people.
He encontrado a lo largo de los años no solamente la gente, pero la gente cristiana.
Really confused.
Realmente.
Over what is the purpose of the Bible anyway?
Sí, muchas personas confundidas acerca del propósito de la Biblia.
But now remember, see, when I can hold this book in my hand.
Pero recuerda, yo puedo sostener este libro en la mano.
Here it is. We have it in, I don't know, more versions than I could even count.
Y la tenemos en más versiones que yo podría contar.
In languages.
En idiomas también.
But to me, the Bible, though it's in a volume, you see, it's not a book.
Pero para mí, la Biblia, aunque sí está, existe en un libro, no realmente es un libro.
Now don't misunderstand me.
No me malinterpreten.
It was written by those upon whom the Lord moved by His Spirit.
Fue escrita por los que el Espíritu Santo estaba en los que el Espíritu Santo estaba moviéndose.
And all that were used of God, both the Old Testament and the New Testament.
Los profetas, todos los que fueron usados por Dios.
Tanto el Nuevo Testamento como el Antiguo Testamento.
But hon, the words, how can I say?
Pero las palabras.
The words concerned with, the words set forth actual people, actual places, actual buildings, It's not a fantasy story. It's not just words to me. To me, the Bible involves everything that's gathered up in it.
Entonces, involucra personas reales, lugares reales. No es un libro de fantasías.
To me, the Bible involves a creation.
Para mí, la Biblia tiene que ver con una creación.
It's not just a story. It involves a creation.
Tiene que ver con una creación.
It involves mankind. Mankind is not a figment of God's imagination. Mankind is real.
Tiene que ver con la humanidad. La humanidad no es parte de nuestra imaginación, es algo real.
So see, the Bible involves that to me.
Para mí, la Biblia involucra esto.
The tabernacle, the temple.
El tabernáculo, el templo.
And we could go on through the testimony, but to me, those things are real, those things are true. As to their meaning, as to their purpose, they are real and they are true.
Con respecto a su propósito y su significado, son reales y son ciertos.
The question comes in when you say, yes, all right, well, now, but what is the purpose?
Pero la pregunta viene y es, entonces, ¿qué es el propósito de todo eso?
What is it all about?
¿De qué se trata todo esto?
Look at all the promises. The promises. Look at all the promises. Or at least those things that are taken as promises.
Por lo menos las cosas que se interpreten como promesas.
Actually, I have found that what most people call promises are simply statements of truth.
Yo he encontrado que lo que la mayoría de los cristianos llaman promesas son nada más que afirmaciones de verdad.
I say that they're statements of truth, darling, because they're all fulfilled in Christ.
Digo que son afirmaciones de verdad porque todos tienen su cumplimiento
en Cristo. Before they were ever made.
Antes de que fueran hechas.
The promise of eternal life.
La promesa, por ejemplo, de vida eterna.
Christ was eternal life before the promise was ever made.
Cristo era la vida eterna antes de que
Dios hiciera la promesa. Statements of truth. Every promise given of God is a statement of truth found to be fulfilled in His Son, and His Son is the substance of it.
Todas las promesas dadas por Dios son promesas de la verdad, y Cristo es la sustancia, la esencia de todas esas promesas.
And yet most believers just think, you know, promises are promises, and they're just all about me.
Pero la mayoría de los cristianos piensan que las promesas son promesas y todos tienen que ver conmigo.
Promises are statements of truth concerning the Lord Jesus Himself.
Pero las promesas son afirmaciones de verdad que tienen que ver con Cristo mismo.
And if I want to find the reality of a promise, I'm going to have to find it in the reality of Christ.
Y realmente, si quiero encontrar la realidad de una promesa, tengo que encontrarla en Cristo.
Because otherwise, it just has no reality.
Si no,
and that's a fact.
La promesa no tiene ninguna realidad.
So, I'm beginning to see that most believers go to the scripture, go to what I'm referring to as the testimony, and I refer to it as the testimony because that's what Jesus called it.
Bueno, estoy comenzando a ver que la mayoría de los cristianos va a la escritura y él está llamando a la escritura el testimonio porque Cristo la llamó.
You search the scripture, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me.
Cristo dijo, ustedes examinan las escrituras pensando que van a encontrar la vida eterna en ellas.
But see, hon, most Christians, or many Christians, are very much like today, very much like the Jews were here.
Pero muchos cristianos son más o menos iguales que los judíos. Aquí en Juan 5.
They had the testimony.
Ellos, los judíos, tenían en su posesión el testimonio.
And all of the promises. Now, you think about this now. Think about this.
Piensen en eso.
They had all the promises.
Ellos tenían todas las promesas.
They had the promises of a city to come.
Tenían promesas de una ciudad que iba a venir.
That's here in this part of the testimony, Abraham.
Aquí está en.
Well, not only Abraham, Isaiah. Oh yes,
en la
Isaiah.
De Abraham, Isaías,
only Isaiah, Ezekiel. All of these talked about a glorious house, city.
Estas personas hablaban de una casa gloriosa, una ciudad gloriosa. Ellos tenían las promesas.
Not only that, they had a literal city that was a type and shadow of that promise.
No solo eso,
Jerusalem.
Ellos tenían una ciudad literal, natural, que era tipo y sombra de esa realidad.
They had a tabernacle and a temple, finally, that was a type and shadow of that promise.
Ellos tenían un tabernáculo y luego un templo que era tipo y sombra de lo que iba a venir.
And on, the promises of God. They had all of these. The prophets belonged to them.
Que los profetas les pertenecían a los judíos.
They wrote the scripture. They translated the scripture. They copied the scripture. They made scrolls from the scripture. That's what they did.
Sí, los judíos eran los que estaban escribiendo la escritura, copiando la escritura, haciendo rollos de la escritura.
And it's much like the church world today.
Es muy parecido a la iglesia hoy en día.
And I'm not sitting back throwing rocks at anybody.
No soy aquí tirando piedras a
it's just that
nadie.
The church world, you know, is
el mundo de la iglesia.
I mean, it's very much my business.
Es más,
I'm very much involved with it.
Es mi trabajo, lo que hago.
Just the church world, you know, religion.
Estoy involucrado en la religión, en la.
The ones to whom I spend time ministering is the, you know, those who have some realization of the body of Christ, as we said in here tonight.
Las personas a las que paso tiempo ministrando son las personas que tienen algún entendimiento del cuerpo de Cristo.
I'm not sitting here with you because you're part of the church world, but because I know you to be, and you know yourself to be, part of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ.
No estoy sentado aquí hablando con ustedes porque ustedes son parte del mundo de cristianismo, sino porque ustedes.
But I still have to deal with the church world, and always have had.
Son parte del cuerpo de Cristo.
And I see the difference. I see the similarities. I see that the church world translates the scriptures. We have more versions today than we've ever had in history.
Yo veo lo que está pasando en la iglesia. Tenemos más versiones de la Biblia hoy que alguna vez.
You can find it in every language, and then you know that. You know that. Just
versions. Idiomas, y ustedes saben todo eso.
We've copied it. We've done all of that.
Sí, lo hemos copiado y todo eso.
And so I see this speaks to me today as much as it did to the Jews 2,000 years ago, and it particularly speaks to the church world, and it speaks to the body of Christ as well.
Esto en Juan capítulo 5 habla a mí y al cuerpo de Cristo más que todo, la iglesia o el mundo de la iglesia.
You search the scriptures, for in them to think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me, and I hear the Lord saying right into my heart, you know, you search the scripture.
Ustedes examinan las escrituras porque piensan tener en ellas la vida eterna y escucho al Señor diciendo a mí, ustedes examinan la escritura.
And what is it that you're looking for when you search the scripture? Are you looking for another city?
¿Y qué está buscando usted cuando examina la escritura?
Are you looking for another temple?
¿Está buscando otra ciudad, otro templo?
Are you looking for another Jordan River?
¿Busca otro río de Jordán?
What is it that you're looking for?
¿Qué está buscando?
These things testify of the reality of the fullness of God in me.
Todas esas cosas testifican de la realidad de la plenitud de Dios en mí.
These scriptures testify of me.
Estas escrituras testifican de
he stood and looked the Jews in the face and told them that, face to face, word to word, told them that.
Él estaba allí con los judíos cara a cara, palabra a palabra, diciéndoles a ellos todo esto.
Came to his own and his own received him not.
Y vino a su propio.
Vino a los suyos y los suyos no le recibieron.
Gracias.
For 3.5 years.
Por 3 años y medio.
He did nothing except confirm the covenant with the house of Israel.
Él hizo nada excepto confirmar el pacto con la casa de Israel.
and as a whole was not received.
Y en su totalidad no fue recibido.
But to as many as received him.
Pero para los que lo recibían,
gave he the power to become the sons of God.
Él les dio el poder de ser los hijos de Dios.
Hon, that's still true tonight. That's true right now.
Y esto es cierto ahora mismo.
Because Christ is not 2,000 years old. He is eternal.
Porque Cristo no tiene 2,000 años. Él es eterno.
The years don't matter to the reality.
Los años no importan a la realidad.
And so it is still true. And these are the verses that I just wanted to look at with you, because, see, this pretty well gathers it all up. It gathers the whole testimony up into Him.
Sí, esos son los versículos que querían mirar con ustedes, porque aquí estos versículos reúnen todo aquí a Él.
Well, I was thinking of bringing some of the types in, but we'll not do that.
Estaba pensando en traer algunos de los tipos y sombras, pero no. Mejor no.
But all of the types and shadows.
Pero todos los tipos y sombras.
All of the names given of God. Think about all of the names.
Todos los nombres dados por Dios. Piensen en todos los nombres.
I'm just trying to stretch our imagination, because I sat for weeks as the Lord began to deal with me concerning that all of the testimony is gathered up in one living witness, and that one living witness is Christ, and He is living in me.
Y solo estoy tratando de estirar nuestras imaginaciones, porque yo tenía que sentarme un momentito allí por... Sorry, one second, I'm not quite done. Por semanas, cuando el Señor estaba tratando conmigo acerca de todas esas promesas reunidas en uno, y este uno está en nosotros.
Yeah, that's a mind-blowing realization to me.
Eso es como un volado.
Muy bueno, Paula.
I mean it really is. I sat literally for weeks thinking about it. I went back through. I have a habit of doing those things. I went back and read Genesis. I got into another search on the feasts of Israel.
Comencé otra búsqueda con respecto a las fiestas de Israel.
Jason has been on a search concerning the feasts of Israel as well.
Jason ha estado buscando las fiestas también.
I began to re-examine the furniture of the tabernacle.
Estaba examinando los muebles del tabernáculo.
It just on and on and on and on.
Así, adelante, ¿cómo se dice?
Because I realized that these things were set of God, purposed of God, and then brought into a text, a manuscript, if you will.
Porque me di cuenta que esas cosas fueron puestos por Dios y luego traídos por Dios a un manuscrito.
Dictated by the Holy Spirit Himself.
Dictado por el Espíritu Santo mismo.
And all of that had as its purpose the testimony, the introduction, the declaring of His Son.
Todo eso tenía como propósito la declaración, la introducción a su Hijo.
And that this Son,
ese Hijo,
is not only true to the testimony, not only true to the testimony,
no solamente se corresponde al testimonio.
In other words, everything given in the testimony comes to find its reality in Him.
En otras palabras, todas las cosas del testimonio llegan a encontrar su realidad en él.
He is not only true to the testimony.
No solamente se corresponde al testimonio.
He himself is greater than the testimony.
Él es mayor que el testimonio.
The Word of God, the living Word of God, is greater than any words about Him.
La palabra viva de Dios es mucho mayor que cualquier palabra acerca de Él.
And the one with whom we have to do is the living Word of God Himself.
Y nosotros estamos involucrados con la palabra viva misma
de Dios.
De Dios.
He is in fact called the faithful and true witness.
Él se llama en la escritura el testigo fiel y veraz.
Verdadero.
Verdadero.
And he declares himself to be the living witness.
Y se declara a sí mismo el testigo vivo.
Now that's a 2 or 3 hour class in itself.
Eso sería una clase de dos o tres horas.
Just to look at that in the scripture.
Solo mirar eso en la escritura.
But we can do it much quicker than that.
Pero nosotros podemos hacerlo más rápido.
In Revelation, the book of Revelation, chapter 1, I'm just going to show you what I mean. He declared himself to be the living witness.
En Apocalipsis, capítulo 1, él se declaró a sí mismo el testigo vivo.
John declares him to be the faithful witness, and we find that in verse 5 of Revelation 1. Verse 5,
uh-huh.
And from Jesus Christ, who is the first begotten, and that means the first begotten from among the dead, Jesus Christ, who is the resurrection. This is what that's talking to, the first begotten of the dead.
Dice aquí en Apocalipsis 1:5 que Cristo es el primogénito de entre los muertos.
This one of whom John is speaking, he says, is the faithful witness.
Dice también que él es el testigo fiel.
And the first begotten. He is also called in the scriptures the only begotten from among the dead.
Aquí dice primogénito, en otros lugares dice unigénito.
But now John is speaking of him as who he is. Look at verse 8. He declares who he is.
Pero miren, en versículo 8, él se declara. ¿Quién es?
I am Alpha. God. I am Alpha and Omega. Just. Can you imagine hearing that in your soul?
Yo soy el Alpha y la Omega. ¿Puede imaginarse escuchar, oír esto en su alma?
I'm getting to where I can hardly stand to just say it myself. Just, but here is this one, hon. I went back through all of the Psalms. I mean,
repasé todos los salmos.
Here is this one.
Aquí es este.
Of whom all of this is the testimony.
De que todo esto es un testimonio.
Rabin was reminding someone, I think it was last night, in the class last night. You remember the in Luke chapter 24, we're not going to go there and read it, but you can mark it down. Luke 24, Jesus is walking with these, after the resurrection, these disciples, walking to Emmaus.
Cristo estaba en Lucas 24. Cristo estaba caminando con.
And he begins to declare himself in all of the prophets and all of the Moses writings, all of the law and all of the Psalms. He begins to declare himself in all of the Scripture.
Él se declara a sí mismo en todas las escrituras, comenzando con Moisés.
And as he does, their hearts begin to melt. Their hearts begin to burn within them. There's a witness in them.
Ellos dijeron, no ardían nuestros corazones dentro de nosotros. Había un testigo en ellos.
And then at a particular, he opens their eyes.
Y en un lugar dice, entonces les fueron abiertos los ojos.
And they see him of whom all scripture does speak.
Y ellos lo ven, de quien todas las escrituras hablan.
And because that is because he has not yet come in spirit, and he does not yet dwell in them, but he is showing them like a preview of eternal life.
Y ahí, aquí en Lucas 24, él todavía no vive en ellos, pero está mostrándoles como una prevista.
In a very few days, at the Feast of Pentecost, this living one is going to move into his house.
En pocos días, el que vive va a pasarse, mudarse a su casa.
He is virtually going to create a body.
Él literalmente va a crear un cuerpo.
A new man is going to be created.
Un nuevo hombre va a ser creado.
And Paul sees that, and he testifies, for we are created of God in Christ Jesus.
Pablo lo vio y dijo, somos creados por Dios en Cristo Jesús.
A new creation in Christ.
Una nueva criatura.
And he knew that was coming. He knew he was going to come in that way in just a few days at the fulfillment of Pentecost.
Y Cristo aquí sabía que iba a venir de esa manera en unos pocos días.
But he knows that his disciples are devastated.
Pero también sabe que sus discípulos,
and that his followers are devastated.
Están devastados.
Devastados.
And he exercises the grace of God, and for 40 days he shows himself.
Y por 40 días, por la gracia de Dios, él estaba mostrándose.
But he always does that according to pattern.
But siempre lo hace según el patrón.
He shows himself by revealing himself to be the fulfillment of the scripture.
Pero durante esos 40 días él siempre se muestra como el cumplimiento de la escritura.
And he always does that. For 40 days he did that.
Por 40 días él lo hizo.
And then he came to indwell his body
by his spirit. Vino y comenzó a morar en su pueblo por el Espíritu.
And this is the one that John is looking at.
Y este es el que de quien Juan está hablando.
This is the one John is seeing.
Este es el que este es el que Juan está viendo.
So here is man, here is John, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Here is John writing about him.
Entonces, aquí está Juan.
In verse 4, John to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you. Peace. Notice this. Peace from him which is, which was, which is to come.
En versículo 4, Juan está hablando y dice, gracia y paz a ustedes de parte de aquel que es, y que era, y que ha de venir.
From the seven spirits which are before his throne. Now he is gathering up from Isaiah, from Jeremiah, from Zechariah. He is gathering this reality up. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness.
De parte de Jesucristo, el testigo fiel.
The resurrection from among the dead, first begotten from among the dead.
La resurrección, el primogénito de entre los muertos.
Gathering up every testimony of resurrection ever given of God, Jesus Christ is seen as the first, that is, the only begotten of God.
Él está reuniendo todas las profecías, los testimonios acerca de la resurrección, y Cristo es el primero, es decir, es el único.
See, this is tremendous because there were all kind of types and shadows of this that people were raised from dead.
Y había muchos tipos de sombras acerca de esa realidad cuando la gente fueron levantados de entre los muertos, resucitados.
And yet here he is called the first.
Y aquí él se llama el primero.
Everyone that was ever raised from the dead in the testimony was raised from a natural death.
Todas las personas que fueron resucitadas en el testimonio fueron resucitadas de una muerte natural.
But they were a type and a shadow of a resurrection that was out from among, out from more than a natural death.
Pero ellos eran tipo y sombra de un tipo de resurrección que es de entre, a partir, de entre los muertos.
Pero que es más natural.
Lazarus.
Sí.
Lazarus was such a testimony as well.
Lázaro era testimonio de este testimonio también.
They were a testimony of life coming out from the death of sin.
Ellos eran testimonio de una vida que iba a salir del pecado.
An eternal separation from God.
Una separación de Dios.
Had to have an answer.
Tenía que tener una respuesta.
Christ is the answer.
Cristo es esa respuesta.
When he died, it simply wasn't a natural death, though yes, the death of his body, he did die.
Cuando él murió, no solamente era una muerte natural, aunque sí.
I mean, his head fell on his shoulder and he gave up the ghost and he did die. There's no doubt about that.
Literalmente murió. Su cabeza cayó.
But it wasn't just a natural death.
Pero no solamente era una muerte natural.
There was a natural death on either side of him.
Había una muerte natural en ambos lados de Cristo.
But darling, his was the death of the cross.
Pero solo su muerte era la muerte de la cruz.
When he died,
cuando él murió,
he gathered into himself the whole Adamic creation. From the time of Adam to the cross.
Cuando él murió, él reunió toda la creación adámica desde Adán hasta el tiempo de la cruz, el momento de la cruz.
Do we realize that in Christ Adam died?
Nos damos cuenta que en Cristo Adán murió.
According to the Word of God.
Según la palabra de Dios.
The witness fulfills it all.
El testigo cumple todo.
He gathered up into himself all mankind. Past, present, future, all mankind.
Él reunió a sí mismo toda la humanidad. Pasado, presente y futuro.
Into his death.
A su muerte.
And it is out from that death.
Y es a partir de esa muerte
that he is raised up by the Spirit of God.
Que él fue levantado por el Espíritu
de Dios. Like as Christ was raised up out from among the dead by the glory of the Father.
Como dice en Romanos 6, igual que Cristo fue levantado de entre los muertos por la gloria del Padre.
And when he died, we died with him.
Cuando él murió, todos murieron.
And that is necessary.
Y era necesario.
For except we die with him, there is no way we can live by him.
Porque a menos que moramos por él, no podremos vivir en él.
We can continue on in the vain imagination of our mind, thinking that we have a life of our own simply because our heart beats and our lungs breathe.
Podemos continuar en la imaginación de nuestra mente pensando que tenemos nuestra propia vida solo porque nuestro corazón palpita y nuestros pulmones respiran.
But hon, life is more than animation of the body. Life is of the soul.
Pero la vida es mucho más que la animación del cuerpo, sino la vida del alma.
And that's what we're talking about here.
De eso estamos hablando.
That's what we're talking about here. And so he gathered us, all of mankind.
Entonces él reunió
into his death. Yeah. And then he was the first begotten from among the dead.
Y luego él era el primogénito de entre los muertos.
And it's like this. I'm just going to visualize it. It's like this. He comes forth out from among the dead.
Sale de entre los muertos.
And we're not talking about just dead bodies. We're talking about humanity, the soul of humanity that he gathered into himself and brought it into his death.
No estamos solamente hablando de cuerpos muertos, sino toda la humanidad que él atrajo a sí mismo y murió con todo.
And the psalmist David echoes the faith, the prayer, but the faith of the Son of God. When he says, "Thou shalt not leave my soul in hell, neither will you suffer your Holy One to return to corruption."
Es un salmo donde David está diciendo, hablando por el Espíritu, dice, no va a dejar que su santo se
He speaks that concerning his own resurrection.
Él está hablando de su propia resurrección.
So the scriptures say, and every time the scripture mentions the resurrection, like for instance, where I was quoting a while ago, that's Romans 6 verse 4. Romans 6 verse 4, the end of the verse says, like as Christ was raised up by the glory of the Father. And the better translation is always, like as Christ was raised up out from among the dead.
That's actually how it reads in all the Spanish Bibles.
Oh, well, wonderful, because that's the best translation. Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Not just raised up. Raised up out from among the dead. So here he is.
Aquí está él.
Now hear me real carefully here. Here he is. And the testimony goes on to show us that. But here he is.
Aquí está y el testimonio nos muestra esto.
He is the resurrection of man.
Él es la resurrección del hombre.
But only if man will live by him.
Pero solo si el hombre va a vivir por él.
Because resurrection is not about man living again as man.
Porque la resurrección no se trata del hombre viviendo de nuevo como hombre.
But man living again by Christ.
Sino el hombre viviendo de nuevo por Cristo, en Cristo.
So he stands and says, I am the resurrection and the life. Remember he said that at Lazarus? Remember that? When he was dealing with Lazarus.
Cristo le dijo a Marta, yo soy la resurrección y la vida.
Because that was before the cross.
Porque antes de la cruz.
Lazarus was another type and shadow.
Y Lázaro era otro tipo y sombra.
Of the only begotten from among the dead.
El unigénito de entre los muertos.
Because you see, when the scripture, when the testimony says, first begotten from the dead, that eliminates all of the other. That sums up the whole type and shadow and eliminates it. In other words, this was a type, this was a shadow, this is the real.
Porque cuando la escritura dice primogénito con referencia con respecto a Cristo, está eliminando todos los otros que habían sido levantados de entre los muertos.
And it doesn't mean that these people were not actually dead and raised up, but it means that they were a type of the greater resurrection which Christ Himself is.
No significa que ellos no literalmente fueron resucitados de entre los muertos, pero ellos eran tipo y sombra de lo que es Cristo.
It means that He is the only one raised up out from among the dead in sin.
Significa que
by the Father.
Que él es el único que fue resucitado de o a partir del pecado. Is it what he said? Out from sin, a partir
de entre
los
pecados. He was raised up out from among the dead in sin.
Él fue resucitado de entre los muertos en pecado.
Because that's the true death.
Porque esa es la verdadera muerte.
To which the true resurrection is an answer.
Y a la que la verdadera resurrección es la respuesta, la respuesta.
But how shall those that are dead in sin live?
Pero cómo van a vivir los que están muertos en pecado?
By Him who is the resurrection and the life.
Por Él que es la resurrección y la vida.
What does He say?
¿Qué dice Él?
The dead who hear My voice and obey shall live.
Él dice en Juan, los muertos que me escuchan o escuchan mi voz y obedecen, vivirán.
What is it that He says to the dead?
¿Qué es lo que Él dice a los muertos?
Put up. Just tolerate me for a second. He says, here are five steps to life.
Aquí están cinco pasos para la vida.
Do these things and you shall live.
Haga esas cinco cosas y vivirán.
Dip seven times in the River Jordan.
Sumerse siete veces en el río Jordán.
That was a type and shadow.
Era tipo y sombra.
No,
no hay cinco pasos.
Says, I'm the resurrection and I am the life.
Solamente diré, yo soy la resurrección y soy la
vida. He that liveth by me shall never die.
El que vive por mí nunca morirá.
Believest thou this?
¿Crees tú?
Now, I've made a big circle, but I'm back to verse 8. Yeah, Revelation.
Okay.
You forgot where we started, didn't you? John has said this about him, this, the witness and all, but here's what he says about himself.
Juan ha dicho todo eso acerca de él como testigo, pero aquí es lo que dice Cristo acerca de sí mismo.
See, John says, grace to you and peace from Him who is, was, is to come. But now, here in verse 8, that very one is speaking himself. It's not somebody speaking for him. This is him that John is hearing.
En capítulo 1, versículo 4, Juan dice, gracias y paz a ustedes de parte de aquel que es y era y que ha de venir. Pero en otro, Cristo mismo es el que está diciendo, el que es y que era.
This is the faithful witness saying, yes, and I am the only witness. I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the beginning and the end, saith He who is and was and shall ever be.
Bueno, aquí es el testigo fiel hablando como el único testigo, diciendo, yo soy el Alpha y la Omega, el que es y era y ha de venir y todo.
And in verse 10 and 11, and I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, and it's this one, it's this Christ, he is the voice of God, and it is Christ again. I am Alpha and Omega.
And what verse is that?
In verse 11.
Oh, 11. Sí, él... Sí, dice, estaba yo en el Espíritu en el día del Señor y oí detrás de mí una gran voz como sonido de trompeta y que decía.
And then he gathers it all up in verse 17.
Y luego en versículo 17. Él reúne todo.
And he said this when John saw him.
Y Cristo dijo esto cuando Juan lo vio.
And Han, maybe not in these words, but in this truth.
Tal vez no con estas palabras, como, sino, pero con esta realidad, esta verdad.
When the eyes of our understanding is truly open.
Cuando se abren los ojos de nuestro entendimiento.
And we truly see Him who is the indwelling, living witness.
Y cuando vemos a Él que es el que mora en nosotros, el testigo vivo.
Of all that God has ever said.
De todo lo que Dios alguna vez ha dicho.
Ever promised.
Alguna vez ha prometido.
Ever purposed. When that
se ha propuesto.
Eternal One.
Este que es eterno.
Is revealed in us by the Spirit.
Es revelado en nosotros por el Espíritu.
We will hear Him say.
Vamos a oír.
See, it's here, and I can't just stay with this forever, but I'd love to. When I saw Him,
cuando lo vi,
I fell at His feet as dead.
Caí como muerto.
There is a smiting in our soul that takes place.
Hay un golpe en el alma que toma lugar.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Because we stand in the presence of the Lord of life. We stand in presence of life Himself.
Porque estamos parados en la presencia de Él que es la vida misma.
And he laid his hand upon me, saying,
y él puso su mano derecha sobre mí diciendo,
fear not.
No temas.
Now see this, John was in the Spirit of God. This he speaks into your soul, not into your ear, into your soul.
Juan ya estaba en el Espíritu de Dios, entonces eso es algo que Dios habla en tu alma.
Fear not.
No temas.
My Lord and my God. Why?
¿Por qué?
Because I am first and the last. I am He. I told you he's gathering everything up. I am He that liveth and was dead. Behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen.
Elise.
And have the keys of hell and of death.
Dice, no temas, yo soy el primero y el último, y el que vive, y estuve muerto, pero ahora estoy vivo por los siglos de los siglos, y tengo las llaves de la muerte y del Hades.
The use of the term keys here, the symbol of power, power over death and the grave, death and hell.
Las llaves aquí es un símbolo que habla del poder sobre la muerte, sobre el infierno.
Where do you see this one? He's in you.
¿Dónde vamos a ver este hombre?
Same place John saw him, the same place Paul saw him, the same place the testimony declares him to be the living witness will show himself to be.
El mismo lugar donde Pablo lo vio, donde Juan lo vio, donde el testimonio nos muestra que está, que él está.
And then, beloved, the living witness himself just continues to gather into himself the whole testimony. It is the work of the Spirit of God in our soul.
El testigo vivo sigue reuniendo a sí mismo todo el testimonio. Es una obra del Espíritu en nuestra alma.
Paul mentions that working. He mentions it in several places. I'm going after Colossians.
Pablo menciona esta obra en Colosenses en muchos lugares, pero estoy buscando
Colossians.
Can I ask a question? Can I interrupt you, or should I wait?
let me read this, and then you certainly can.
Okay.
Colossians 1:29.
1:29 de Colosenses.
But now notice here, we'll have to back up a little bit, and then we'll come to your question. Verse 25, whereof I am made a minister. He's a minister, he says, to the church. To the church. And what he's a minister of, it's given to him, the administration of God, which is given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God. That is, to declare the fullness of the word of God. Keeping back nothing. Even the mystery, which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but is now made manifest to his saints.
Acaba de leer 25:26.
Yeah, well, to whom God would make known, verse 27, what is the riches of the glory of this mystery? The riches of the mystery, the glory of the mystery among the Gentiles, what is that? It's Christ in you. Christ in you. Now, so he goes on and he says, we preach this reality. This is the reality we preach. Whom? Whom we preach. Whom what? Christ in you. Christ in you. Expectation of glory. Christ in you. This is the one we preach. Warning every man. Teaching every man.
Yes.
That we might present every man mature.
A fin de poder presentar a todo hombre perfecto.
In Christ Jesus.
Maduro en Cristo.
Now, he says, this is whereunto, for this, I also labor.
Si con este fin también trabajo.
Striving according.
Esforzándome según.
To his working which worketh in me mightily.
Su poder que obra poderosamente en mí.
What is this?
¿Qué es eso?
It is the very Spirit of Christ working in our soul.
Es el Espíritu de Cristo mismo operando, obrando en nuestra
vida. Gathering into himself, gathering into the reality of himself,
atrayendo a la realidad de sí mismo,
the whole testimony of God for the feeding of our soul.
Todo el testimonio de Dios para la alimentación de nuestra alma.
That we may grow up into Him in all things.
Para que crezcamos a Él en todas las cosas.
Him who is the head,
el que es la cabeza, Cristo.
This is the work of the Spirit in you, beloved. Paul mentions it two or three other places. In Ephesians he talks about it, according to that working which worketh in me mightily. It's the working inwardly of the Spirit of God.
Pablo dice lo mismo en Efesios y muchos otros lugares. Es la obra del Espíritu de Dios en nosotros.
Raven mentioned it last night in another place in the Scriptures where it says that he taketh all of the things that are spiritual and brings them into the reality of the indwelling Christ.
Raven estaba hablando anoche de esa misma realidad que Dios reúne todas las cosas espirituales y los trae a la realidad.
Jesus says, he taketh that is mine and showeth it unto you. He will glorify me.
Cristo dice que el Espíritu de Dios coge todo que es mío y los mostrará. Sí.
All right.
I just wanted to confirm if I understood correctly what you were saying about revelations and
good.
What John was seeing. I wanted, because you say that John saw him the same way Paul saw him and the same way, well, everyone saw him and the same way we see him. So I've always thought mm-hmm. that these was revelations was some kind of vision, like dream that was John in that John was into, but it seems now to me that he saw him, but not the way that, not in a way that he imagined him. No, he saw him like that. He saw him like when he reveals himself for to me or to whoever.
Yeah.
And so when we see him, well, that's where he said that he fall like that, and then that's when he speak to him and told him, fear not, and all that.
It's true. John, unlike Paul, writing, declaring the same truth but to a different occasion. Under different circumstances, he uses, this is another testimony. This is a letter to the church, which is true. It is written to the church. It's like a love letter. It's assurance to the church. But it is also the final warning, written warning, declared warning by probably the last apostle left alive at that time to Israel. Because this is the ending of a generation of a 40-year period wherein Peter has said, God will do what he said he would do. He is not slack concerning his promises. But his desire is that none should perish, meaning none of old covenant Israel should perish, but that they all should turn and see him. Well, this is, so he uses this prophetic type language that gathers into itself the prophecies of Israel, the candlestick, the candelabra. He goes on. You find the Ark of the Covenant mentioned. And he's declaring the same revelation that Christ has declared. I mean, if you read the whole letter, you can see it and say, "Well, this is what Paul said right here."
Mm-hmm.
John pictures it in a prophetic mode, if that's the proper way of apostolic language or whatever, in order that it is also because this pictures, and it tells a true picture of natural Israel coming to an absolute and total destruction, which in 70 AD did happen. Mm-hmm. But this is a warning. This is another. It's like Hebrews. You see it in Hebrews. You see it in that book. In that book, I wouldn't even attempt anymore to read this book unless I'd gone all the way through Hebrews, because there's so much there. But and also, also, there's not, but I think, one chapter of this letter that there is not either a direct or a quotation, a reference to the book of Ezekiel. Well, see, it's a witness to the Jews as well as a letter to the church, because he simply tells them, this one is standing in you. He is in your midst. That's where I see him. That's what Paul says. Paul, however, not writing, he isn't writing to the Jews. Paul is writing a letter to this group right here, to this group right over here, to this other group right over here, in Ephesus, to Colossians. He isn't writing to the Jews, and he isn't trying to say anything to the Jews, so he's not using this language. But he is presenting the same Christ, the same one that John is speaking of. And in my opinion, that's the difference in the terminologies that are used here and in the pictures that are used here. But the effect is the same. When I saw him, I fell at him. Yes, yes, smitten, absolute. And so that's my opinion of why it is that way.
Okay.
And you know, it makes sense to me, and it satisfies my heart, because I know it, because reading the whole thing and seeing the actual pattern of it, it's not another Jesus, It's the same Jesus in the same relationship to his body, the church. But at this time, that body is woefully scattered and hunted. And I sat one day and just wept. I mean, you know, seemingly over nothing. But it just occurred to me that this was God's love letter to those who were faithful and yet hiding and out in caves and here and there and hunted like animals. And the assurance started with the person himself, and then the person in his body, and then the person, and then it just goes on and goes on and goes on, and then the person who is the glorification of his body. And it just went on, and I saw that and I thought, oh God, the Father's answer to every crisis in the life of those that is in is to reveal his Son. Just brings you to see the truth when you're so surrounded by the lie. To just see the truth, my Lord. And you are raised up in it, and you are caught up in it, and you are quickened by the Spirit of God at that time. It's a reality, all right. Now, I didn't mean to start preaching to you, but that's the reality about which we're speaking here.
Thank you. Can you say?
Bueno, dijo, pues ya me quedé ronca, qué raro. No, mi pregunta era un poco que si en Apocalipsis, qué raro, me quedé ronca. Es que cuando leímos aquí que Juan en Apocalipsis dice, cuando lo vi caí como muerto a sus pies y él puso su mano derecha sobre mí diciendo, no temas, yo soy el primero y el último. A lo que, como lo estaba explicando Luman, me pareció entender que este lo vi que dice Juan es el mismo ver del que hablamos nosotros cuando él se revela en alguna forma a nosotros. No es el ver que yo había entendido toda mi vida de era de que Juan, que se había soñado el Apocalipsis, ¿verdad?, y que se había imaginado y las bestias y la bestia y todas las cosas, y no. Entonces le pregunté a él eso, que, o sea, como confirmando eso, que si lo que yo había entendido estaba bien, y me dijo que sí, que el mensaje de Apocalipsis, lo que pasa es que sí, estamos hablando del mismo Cristo, ese mismo mensaje, ese ver es el mismo del que habla Pablo, del que hablan otros, nada más que Juan está usando un lenguaje más profético, como más apto para los judíos, más pandereta, bueno, digamos, diferente al que usa Pablo, que hablaba más a los gentiles, pero que sí, que el mensaje es el mismo, y el efecto es el mismo, y básicamente esa era mi pregunta.
Bless the Lord.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. So, it is there, my point in going there was, he himself declares himself to be the living witness.
Mi punto aquí es que Cristo mismo se declara a sí mismo como el testigo vivo.
And what I'm here to declare,
y lo que yo quiero declarar,
and to refresh and remind,
para recordarles,
is that he is in you.
Que él, mismo Cristo está.
The thing that makes all of this real is that he is in you.
Lo que hace que todo esto sea real es el hecho de que él está en nosotros.
Because he is the witness of the city of God.
Okay.
And he lives in you.
Y él es el testigo de la ciudad de Dios.
He is the witness of the house of God, the temple of the Most High, and he lives in you.
Él es el testigo del templo de Dios, la casa de Dios, y vive en ustedes.
He is the witness of a full salvation.
El testigo de una salvación plena.
The power of which is the resurrection himself.
El poder del cual es la resurrección misma.
And he is in you.
Y está.
He has brought all of that into the reality of our salvation.
Él ha traído todo eso a la realidad de nuestra salvación.
And beloved, the Spirit of God, the Father, the Father's heart,
el corazón del Padre,
desires with an eternal desire,
desea con un deseo eterno,
to reveal that Son in all who would in their hearts turn to hear Him and to see Him.
Revelar a ese Hijo en los corazones de todos los que se vuelven a escuchar y a ver, oír y verlo.
And to through revealing that Son in you and I.
Y por medio de la revelación de ese Hijo en nosotros.
To bring into our heart.
Traer a nuestros corazones.
The realization.
La conciencia.
Of the fulfillment.
Del cumplimiento.
Of all the testimony.
De todo el testimonio.
In Christ.
En Cristo.
Blessed be the Lamb of God.
Bendito sea el
Cordero. The reality of the mystery. The true reality of the mystery that is revealed of God is Christ in you.
La verdadera realidad del misterio es Cristo en ustedes.
And as we walk in the light, as He is in the light,
y conforme andemos
we have fellowship one with another.
Como Él está en la luz, tenemos comunión los unos con los otros.
He is not only the basis of that fellowship, He is the substance of that fellowship.
No solamente es el fundamento, la base de esa comunión, sino también la sustancia de esa comunión.
Hallelujah. That reality is why we're gathered around this table tonight.
Es por esa realidad que estamos reunidos aquí esta noche.
I mean, that's tremendous, isn't it? My. He truly has gathered us out from among all races, creeds, kinds, nationalities, and languages, and have made us one in Christ.
Nos ha traído de todos los idiomas y países y culturas, razas, y nos ha hecho uno en Cristo.
Amen. I was thinking of Revelation 5, the song of the redeemed.
Estaba pensando en Apocalipsis 5, la canción de los redimidos.
Amen. All right, the Lord bless.